So slowly he will explain why he takes birth, and then next week we'll talk about what the Lord does after he takes birth. So verse number 6. Ajo pisan avyayatma. Bhutanam ishvaro pisan. Prakritim swamadhishthaya. Sambhavam yatma mayaya. Together. Ajo pisan avyayatma. Bhutanam ishvaro pisan. Prakritim swamadhishthaya. Sambhavam yatma mayaya. So ajopi, aja means unborn. As we know, the Lord is unborn. Lord is eternal, was always there. Even before creation, before this universe came into being. Even now when the universe is there, the Lord is supporting. And even after the universe ends, the Lord will continue to exist. That's why when we do the Devi chanting, Adyanta Rahita Devi. So what it means is this, the total consciousness, whether you call it Krishna or you call it Devi or you call it Ganpati, but this total consciousness is Adyanta Rahita. There is no beginning, there is no end. There is not a time when God suddenly appeared, and there is not a time when God will end. This Brahman, the consciousness, is eternal. That's why when we do this Sahasranama, Lalita Sahasranama, we chant the names of the Mother Goddess. We are going to do it today after Bal Vihar, after lunch, if somebody would like to join us in the hall. And we remember the Mother Goddess because these 9 days are the days of Navratri. So Bhagavan says, Ajopi, son, even though I am immortal, I am unborn, avyayatma, and I am immutable, there is no change in me. Even though I am unborn and there is no change, and what else I am? Bhutanam Ishvaro Api San. And even though being the Bhutanam, Bhuta means all beings, not only humans, but birds, plants, animals, fish, of all beings, I am the Ishvara, I am the Lord. Even though I am unborn, even though I am immutable, even though I am the Lord of all beings, what do I do? Bhagavan says, Prakritim Swam Adhishthaya. Adhishthaya means controlling my own Prakriti. We'll talk about what is Prakriti. Swam Adhishthaya Sambhavami. Sambhavami means I appear. Now, there is a difference between Bhavami and Sambhavami. Bhavami means I appear, I manifest, I come. Sambhavami means I come very well. So you say, why do you tell human beings Bhavami? But the Lord says Sambhavami, I come very well. Don't we also come very well? No, there is a difference between your coming and my coming. Bhagavan says there is a difference, and we will talk about that. Sambhavami Atma Mayaya, by my own Maya, controlling my own Prakriti, I appear, I take birth, even though I am unborn, even though I am unchanging, even though I am the Lord of all beings, but I come and work and function like an ordinary human being. Look at Ramchandraji, his life. Bhagwan Ramchandraji, nowhere he showed his divine powers. He worked totally like an ordinary human being and did everything that you and I do, but with a different attitude. So the Lord does everything that we do, but there is a difference between the Lord's coming and your and my coming. So what is the difference? So we said he is unborn, was never born. And what is Prakriti? So Prakriti is nature, the Lord's own power, creative power. Now, Prakriti has two components or two aspects. Some people use Prakriti and Maya together, but Swamiji, Swami Bodhatmananda Ji in his commentary says that Prakriti has two aspects, Maya and Avidya. Maya, he says, no, yes, Maya ka khel hai. This whole thing is a play of Maya. So Maya is the creative, sustaining and destructive power of the Lord. So the Lord, through his power of Maya, Maya, through the power of Lord, of Maya, creates, sustains and destroys this universe. And avidya is the ignorance, our vasanas. And the sum total of all the vasanas is called avidya. So it is our ignorance, because not seeing God within us, not seeing God everywhere, we run after the world of objects, emotions and thoughts. So that is ignorance. And Bhagwan has come, and again the saints and prophets come to remind us that you are not only this body, but you are this eternal Atma. So Maya and Avidya are the two aspects of Prakriti. And how, what is the difference between us and the Lord? Gurudev in his commentary gives a couple of very beautiful examples. He says, of course, here we don't have that much, but in India we all have drivers, you know, those who drive the car. And so the master of the car, what does he do? He gets ready, and the driver comes at 7 in the morning, he washes the car, cleans it, gets it ready, and, you know, fills the gas and net fuel. And then the master comes and gets in the car. He says, idhar chalo, udhar chalo, you know, go here and there. And once he gets to work, the master goes in to work. And the driver has to sit there. He can't go anywhere. Because in 1 hour, the master said, you know, in 1 or 2 hours, I might have to go to this place. So you stay. So the poor driver stays. And the master comes, uses the car. And then again in the evening, you know, when he's done, and the driver again has to, you know, lock up the car, do everything. So the Lord is like that. He uses this universe, is like his vehicle, his equipment, where he comes, he utilizes, and then he goes. But you and I are like the driver. We are stuck. We are bound. We can't leave. Oh, ye dunya nahi chhodi jati. How can I give up my children? How can I give up my grandchildren? We have all this. Not that one should not love, but we get so caught up that we don't have time for God. Oh, I am so busy. You know, I have so much work taking care of my house and my business and my family and my grandchildren. I don't have any time for puja. You tell them to get up and meditate or chant the name of the Lord or do some, you know, sit for half an hour. Too busy, you know. So we are like the driver who can't leave. He's stuck. But be like the master. I come, I live in the world, and when it's time to leave, I go happily without any complaint. I'll take another, you know, birth. So birth and death is not a fearful for a person who has understood that. And there is a difference between samashti and vyashti. Samashti is the totality. So the Lord is master of the totality, while you and I are master of the vyashti. This limited BMI, my little BMI I'm owner of, even that my mind is not under my control, my body does not listen to me, and all these objects, my thing, my children, my, you know, nobody listens to me. So we are just owner of vyashti, while the Lord is owner of samashti. Gurudev, another example he gives in his commentary, where he says that suppose you have a servant, you know, which we have in India, and you tell him, take this motorcycle and go fill up the gas. Now the servant doesn't know how to drive the motorcycle. So what does he do? He pushes it by hand, and it is so heavy and he's having a hard time, and he'll go fill up the petrol and bring it back. And then the master gets on and he can ride it. So similarly for you and me, this life is a burden because we don't know how to ride it. We don't know how to take control this life. So the life becomes a heavy burden. But they say, be a master of this life. Do not be a slave. That's what Gurudev in his one of his sayings says. Be a master of all situations. Do not be a slave to your likes and dislikes, and my body is going down and my mind does not listen and my children don't listen and my everything will change, but be a master and be changeless. Watch, that's what they say. I've said that before. He says, Ram jharokhe baith kar jag ka mujra dekh. Sit with the Lord Ram and see how this whole world is playing. Watch the play of the world. If you become one with Ram, then the world cannot touch you. The world will come and go. Even I, this body will come and go, but I will remain immortal. So our birth, we have no choice. Do we have a choice? No. What time the child will come out of the mother? Can the mother control it or the doctor control it? No. When the child's karmas have appeared, manifested, the child will come out. It could be at 6 months or 7 months or 9 months or come late. And then what kind of house I am born in, what kind of parents I have, what kind of brothers and sisters I have, whether I have a male or a female body, whether I am short or tall, whether I am fair or dark, whether I am healthy or unhealthy, whether I am intelligent or not. None of that, I have a choice. Yeah, it is based on my past karmas. But I do not get to choose my body or my circumstances or my situations and what kind of life I will go through. Yeah, some choice we have, like we were born in India, most of us, and then we chose to come to the States. But that also was my karmas brought me, because there were certain of my karmas that could not be fulfilled in India. So it was my destiny that brought all of us here. So we do not get to choose what we choose. But the Lord chooses when He will appear, where He will appear, who will be His parents, what is the purpose, we'll talk about in the next verse, and what I will do. Everything is planned by the Lord, and we'll talk about that. He doesn't say, jayenge to dekha jayega. No, He has everything planned. It's not, I will see when I go. So that's why He's called Mayapati. He's called the Lord of Maya, and you and I are Mayapatit. There's one extra T, which means fallen in Maya. That is the only difference between us and Lord, is one extra T. He is Mayapati and we are Mayapatit. So He is controller of Maya and we are fallen in Maya. And then the Lord not only plans His own birth, but who will accompany Him? That's why in Ramchandraji's time, all the monkeys, the Vanaras who came, they were all celestial beings who were told, you go ahead and get ready because the Lord is going to appear as Ramchandraji in Ayodhya. So they all planned as monkeys and they got everything ready for Bhagwan. And then they said, you have to help Bhagwan when he needs to go to Lanka. And so everything is planned. Same way all these Bal Gopal, these little children of Gokul, they were all divine celestial beings who said, if God is going, we also want to go. So we want to play with Krishna. We want to spend time with Him. We want to watch all His leelas, how He steals butter. So everything is planned and the Lord is avyaya. Avyaya means there is no change. His power never goes down. His strength never goes down. His knowledge never goes down. That's why they say Ichha Shakti, Kriya Shakti. All Shaktis He has and the ability to do. So none of these Shaktis ever go down. While in you and your and my case, as we get older, the power goes down. But that is to be understood. You accept that. So the Lord is said to be avyaya, immutable, and you and I are changing. And as we said, He is the Lord of all beings, right from Brahmaji to the blade of grass. Everything was created by Bhagwan and everything is maintained by Him and everything will dissolve. So He says, even though I am unborn, I myself take birth. And He goes through all the problems, you know, in the 9 months in the mother's womb and then taking birth and then going through the diapers and the childhood and then being beaten by His mother. Krishna used to be beaten so much. So all of that they have to go through. Why? For our sake. The Lord appears for our sake. And why does he appear? We'll do in the next verse.